Dandelions are one of the surest signs of spring and a promise of summer. They can also be a nuisance if you're working on a perfectly manicured lawn. But one person's grass-choking weed can be another's culinary delight. Anne Murray of the public radio program The Allegheny Front has this story on one longtime dandelion-loving grandma.
I don't think you should walk over there.
Oh, I can do it. Come on, buddy.
This afternoon, 97-year-old Virginia Dobell, a.k.a. Grammy, will not be deterred by some uneven ground and wild grasses. She's doing what she's done for the past 90 years, gathering the season's first batch of dandelion greens for dinner.
Look at this. This is like a bed of them.
And so this looks promising.
Yes, and if you tell me they're all red, I'll probably faint.
Red-stemmed dandelions are a no-no for connoisseurs like Grammy.
If it's red, does it tell you that it's a bad taste?
That is, they're very, very bitter. Okay, gotta have my knife, toots.
Grammy's grandson, Chris Fetter, pulls out a small kitchen knife from a paper bag. With considerable effort, Grammy hangs on her cane, bends over, and starts cutting a big dandelion out of the ground.
But you always leave the base of the dandelion on, like so.
So what do you actually eat here? What part are we looking for to eat?
Right there.
She points at the long, light green, almost white dandelion stems and spines.
They come in the tall grass when they're about that tall. They're the yum yum ones.
Grammy should know. She's been rounding up dandelions since she was 7. Back then, it wasn't just for fun. She and her big family depended on dandelions and potatoes for food all spring and summer. Just like the European settlers who brought the dandelion over here to fill out their poultry diet. The roots contain tyroxacin, which stimulates digestion, and the leaves are full of vitamin A and D. Today, Grammy's passing on the tradition to Chris.
You have to cut all the way around them. Attaboy. So if you pull them out, you're in trouble.
I didn't do too good on that one.
It's a white one, see? Now you're talking sense.
While Chris cuts dozens of plants, Grammy tells me some dandelion picking stories. On one of her first excursions, her brother followed her to the family's apple orchard.
So he gets in a tree, hides. When I get all my dandelions that I think that's going to do us for supper, I start for the house. And all of a sudden, out of the tree he came, grabbed my bag, and spread the dandelions all along the way.
Oh, what a dirty trick.
Yes, a dirty trick it was.
Dirty tricks aside, Grammy's been making dandelion salads for years. Back in her apartment, she thumbs through the well-worn cookbook her mother passed on to her in 1925. In the margin, her mom's written very good next to the recipe for hot dandelion dressing.
Of course, the first thing we do is fry the bacon and make that real nice crisp.
While Grammy gets the bacon going, Chris chops the dandelion greens.
Do you want to leave the leaves long, Grammy, or do you want them?
No, cut them in sort of in half. So they're, you know, easy to eat.
After they finish up, they pull out a big pan and mix in milk, eggs, a little flour, and lots of vinegar.
Tell me when.
That's good enough.
Then they pour the concoction in with hot bacon grease.
And we keep stirring, stirring, stirring. Now we're going to put it on the salad and just wish and wish and wish. Okay. It is ready.
Just in time for Sunday dinner. The table's set, and Chris and his mom, Gloria, let Grammy take the first bite of dandelion salad.
Oh, it is good.
That's especially good.
Good job, Grammy.
This is Anne Murray.
Oh, heavenly days.
Anne Murray's profile of Grammy comes to us by way of the Pennsylvania public radio program, The Allegheny Front. For Grammy's dandelion recipe for hot dandelion salad dressing, check out the Living on Earth website, loe.org.